It is difficult to gain anything which does not create disappointment in the end. Every day we face this unsatisfactoriness. Mental and physical changes are the cause of this situation. When the emotional satisfaction starts to fade away, then frustration disturbs the mind. But this phenomenon is natural. The Buddha realized this universal law and explained that our own selfish desire is the cause of our disappointment. If we can understand this, we can reduce our disappointments. Unsubstantiality in everything is the other characteristic that the Buddha realized. Most religions teach that there is a permanent entity which exists forever, but they cannot understand the real nature of existence, which is due to their craving. In the eyes of the Buddha, this is only imagination created by man to satisfy his craving for a permanent existence. Man cannot get rid of this belief because he needs something to make him believe that he can remain forever. All the other religious teachers try to console people be seeking to satisfy this craving for eternity by introducing the concept of an eternal soul or spirit. But according to the analysis of the Buddha, he realized that this belief is only imaginary. People misunderstood consciousness in man's mind as an eternal soul. The Buddha never tried to pander to man's craving or ignorance. This flower of mankind knew that the only way to cure man was to point out the ultimate truth, that nothing is real, that all is maya, illusion. But people are not ready to accept any truth if it does not promise some easy way out of unhappiness in some rosy heaven in the sky. The Buddha also tried to enlighten people by advising them not to depend on prayers, worship, offerings, religious rites and rituals, and animal sacrifices in order to gain purity and salvation. Instead, he encouraged people to cultivate more virtues, self-discipline, mental development, and proper understanding and purity. To him, a noble life is the religious life. Mere intellect does not promote purity of mind to gain wisdom. There are many intellectuals all over the world, but for all their materialistic knowledge, we know that their minds are not pure. They are victims of jealousy, anger, hatred, selfishness, and egoistic ideas, just like anyone else. The Buddha has advised us to develop our understanding to the highest level without depending on worldly reward for the services that we render towards others, and not to depend on fear of punishment to keep away from evil deeds. Instead, he advised us to cultivate selfless service. The happiness that we experience through such selfless service is more important and satisfying than what happens when we expect any kind of worldly reward. This is the advice of a human being who developed his understanding to such a sublime state. This is the flower of mankind. The more we study the deep aspect of the Buddha's explanations of life and the world and the universe, the more we can understand the nature of the Buddha's wisdom. The Buddha's appearance has given hope to the whole of mankind. Human dignity is uplifted and human intelligence is given a prominent place for the development of supreme wisdom. Before the Buddha and even after him, religious leaders try to prove their superiority by showing off their miraculous power. The Buddha proved to the world that enlightenment or wisdom is far superior to worldly miraculous powers. The fragrance, love, compassion and wisdom radiated from this flower of mankind has become a soothing balm to those who had fear, uncertainty and worries in life. In the place of these, the enlightened one gave man dignity and self-respect. The Buddha is the only teacher who taught us that we can become gods ourselves. When people of other countries became aware of the fragrance of the flower of mankind that had bloomed in India, they sent delegation to invite Buddhist missionaries to bring the message of peace and love to them. That is how this message was spread all over the world without using the force of political strength, magic powers, or financial aid to influence people. Like a gentle flower, the eternal message did not upset the way of life of the people who came under its influence. The Buddha taught us to lead a normal life and to live peacefully with the followers of other religions without showing any hostile attitude or discriminating against them. A well-known writer, Professor Lakshmi Narasu, mentioned in his book, Essence of Buddhism, that there can be no doubt that among the founders of religion, the Buddha occupies a prominent place. His dignified bearing, his high intellectual endowment, his penetrating glance, his oratorical power, his firmness of conviction, his gentleness, kindness and liberality, and his attractiveness of character all testify to his greatness. If the worth of a truly great man consists in his raising the dignity and self-respect of all mankind, who is better entitled to be called truly the Buddha? The Buddha is one who, instead of degrading men by placing another being over him, has exalted him to the highest pinnacle of wisdom and compassion. His figure is the noblest, the most perfect that man has ever attained. It was genius unequaled among the sons of men that inspired the Buddha's teaching. Professor Max Müller, a German scholar, says, the Buddha was the embodiment of all the virtues he preached. During his successful and eventful 45 years, he translated all his work into essence, and in no place did he give vent to any human frailty or any base passion. The Buddha's moral code is the most perfect that the world has ever known. Dr. Radhakrishnan, a well-known Indian scholar and the former president of India, says, in the Buddha, we have a mastermind from the East, second to none, as the influence on the thoughts and life of people where race is concerned, and sacred to all as the founder of a traditional religion whose whole is hardly less wide and deep than any others. He belonged to the world's thought, to the general inheritance of all cultivated men. For judged by intellectual integrity, moral earnestness, and spiritual insight, he is undoubtedly the greatest figure in history. A well-known Indian poet, Rabindranath Tagore, mentioned in his poetic language, bring to this country once the blessed name which made the land of birth sacred to all distant lands. Let thy great awakening under the Bodhi tree be fulfilled, sweeping away the veil on reason, and let end all oblivious night. Another writer says, the mercy of Lord Buddha, poor of his immense abundance as a shower of rain from the dense cloud, filled heavily with water. It was a treasure. It will remain preserved in this storehouse of humanity forever and forever. The Buddha did not appear in this world to curse and punish so-called sinners or unbelievers, but to guide them, to make them noble human beings. The flower of mankind existed to bring happiness, to be a soothing balm of hurt minds, to show us the path to eternal bliss. A Western scholar said, the more I know him, the more I love him. The more I love him, the more I know him. This is the flower of mankind.
The voice of the Buddha. More than 2,500 years ago, a great prince, dressed in the simplest of saffron robes, gained enlightenment under the Bodhi tree at Buddhagaya. His soft and melodious voice announced the ultimate truth for the first time at Isipathana, Deer Park, Benares, India. On that momentous occasion, there were only 5 disciples privileged to listen to the voice of this enlightened one. Yet, today, 1/5 of the world's population acknowledge the truth announced by this voice, and many more admire and appreciate it. This was not the heavenly voice of a divine power, but a very human voice which called on men to seek final salvation through mental purification and enlightenment. Even today, this voice echoes in our ears and reminds us that we can understand the truth revealed by it, if only we exercise our will and our concentration. Voice of the Buddha is a message of hope, confidence and courage. It tells us that hatred never ceases through hatred, but only by loving kindness. This vibrant voice emanated from a great personality who was once a warrior, a royal prince, a yogi, a mendicant, and finally a Buddha. This holy man, whose only possession was the begging bowl in his hand, was designated the happiest and the most contented person in this world. His voice, the gentle of all voices, yet in the truth that it proclaimed, it was a lion's roar, motivated by the confidence of realizing the absolute truth. Kings, ministers, and multimillionaires approached him to pay their homage and seek guidance, but he himself used his persuasive voice to enlighten sweepers, cobblers, thieves, gangsters, murderers, and many others who were leading hard, wicked, and immoral lives to mend and lead noble lives. The voice of the Buddha has comforted the bereaved and helped the suffering poor. It has ennobled the lives of deluded and purified the corrupted lives of criminals. It has encouraged the feeble, united the divine, enlightened the ignorant, elevated the base, and dignified the noble. Here is a voice that never tried to frighten people by talking about hellfire, to tempt them by promising everlasting heavenly bliss, to introduce a religion. It was a voice that never attempted to convert people, but only to enlighten them to understand the facts of life and the universal truth. Here was a radiant voice calling on the weak and the disparate not to run away from the battle of life, but to face facts in a realistic way. It was the Buddha's voice that gave the world a new concept of wider explanation of the universe. It gave a new vision of eternal happiness. The achievement of perfection in Buddha, it pointed the way to a permanent state beyond all impermanence. the way to Nibbana. The final deliverance from the misery of existence. The message is basically simple and meaningful. To put an end to evil, to do good, to purify the mind. It revealed to us the law of cause and effect, to which every component thing is subjected. The purpose of life is to seek ways and means to be free from this endless cycle of birth and death, cause and effect. The teachings of the Buddha are the richest of spiritual resources of mankind, because they lift human effort to a higher level than mere dedication to man's instable needs and appetites. Owing to its completeness, the Buddha's vision of life has attracted the attention of intellectuals who may have otherwise exhausted themselves by studying meaningless theories and concepts. However, the fruits of the Buddha's vision is something more than intellectual gymnastic of solace for the intellectually effect. Buddhism is practical and offer a realistic view of life. Though the Buddha is no longer in this world, the gentle vibration of his voice has spread far and wide. Its balmy, diffusing effect has calmed and soothed millions. Its genial persuasion has heartened and cheered listeners in every region where it has penetrated. The reason that this message has captured millions of hearts is because it was spread not by the force of weapons or political power or any other kind of worldly power, but by love and compassion. Buddhism wins the warm hands of love, not by the cold threat of terror. The Buddha's voice admonished people not to harm any living creature. Just imagine, this gentle voice taught compassion even to poor, defenseless animals. The humblest of creatures crawling underground came within the compass of his boundless love and kindness. The Buddha was the greatest conqueror the world has ever seen. He conquered the world with his infallible weapons of compassion and wisdom. His teaching illuminates the way for mankind to cross from a world of darkness, hatred and suffering to a new world of light, love, happiness and security. During the 25 centuries since the voice of the compassionate one was first heard, many changes have taken place in this world. Although kingdoms have risen and fallen, nations have prospered and perished, and today the world has forgotten many great civilizations, the voice of the Buddha remains clear in the minds of millions of people. The noble way of life that he enunciated is still strong and steady. Many of the temples, pagodas, images, and other religious symbols erected in his honor have been destroyed or fallen victim to the law of change. Yet, his noble teaching and his pristine message remain untainted, and his voice continues to be heard in new lands and among new people. The Buddha's noble example was a source of inspiration to all. His iron will, profound wisdom, universal love, boundless compassion, selfless service, historic renunciation, perfect purity, and magnetic personality have inspired people to respect him as a world-honored supreme teacher. By every test of what he has said and what he did and what he was, the Buddha demonstrated that he was the preeminent man of his day. He declared a faith of service, a ministry of sacrifice, and achieved. The voice of the Buddha is the most powerful voice that had been heard in human history in support of the dignity of man and of the principle that man is the maker of his own destiny and that man is not for religion, but that religion must serve man. That means, without becoming a slave to any religion, man must try to make use of religion for his betterment and liberation. Instead of placing man's destiny under the arbitrary control of unknown external agencies and making him subservient to such a supreme power, the Dhamma preached by this voice raised the status of mankind and accorded man the credit due to him for his intelligence. Along among the many voices of other religious teachers, this voice taught man how to cultivate the hitherto submerged human potential. Thanks to this voice, ordinary people are able to develop their faith and confidence. Educated people have food for thought, and intellectuals have enriched their vision. Those who were misguided had their views corrected. Those who relied on blind faith have received a clear vision of the truth. The skeptics were persuaded and won over by the voice of reason. Devotees gain confidence, understanding, and liberation from suffering. This is the voice of Buddhism.